This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for our Talk Radio review, a roundup of the items the Talkers Magazine say are the big stories from this past week, and also the people who are on the list, too. Speaking of people joining our ensemble here today on this overview is Walter Sterling, a Westwood One weekend talk show host. You can hear him at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday night. Great radio stations all around the country. Speaking of great, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show are here as well to comment on these stories, along with Richard F. McFadden, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington.
What's the F?
That's what I'm wondering.
Frank.
It's Foxy.
Foxy. That's Foxy. It. Foxy. Okay, let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10. Gobbledygook about sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I find the number 9 item to be, for me anyway, we all judge these things as to how they affect us or impact us. The passing of Aretha Franklin, for me, is the most significant story of the week. And so with all the attention given to her and her music, we all are radio veterans here. Probably Walter and I have the longest run. You've been a program. Were you ever a jock? I don't know that I ever asked you that. Were you ever a disc jockey?
I was a disc jockey for 6 years. I was bored out of my mind.
Why does that not surprise me? I loved being a jock because I wasn't a good jock because I talked too much. Program director would come into the studio and say, "Will you shut the up and play the music?" And so it was then, perhaps, that my talk career was born. Anybody who cut their teeth, as I did, Limbaugh did, a lot of the good early talk radio personalities, and Walter can talk about this, cut their teeth as disc jockeys. And I remember early on, as Aretha came into the scene, she and Brenda Lee and some of the other young girls who were teenagers who made their mark, significant mark, early on. There was something to be said for the way they sung and the words that they were singing. So, anyway, she affected us all. She had a career that lasted over 63 years, I think, 62 years, 7 decades. And when I listen to her, I say a little prayer or think and respect and
say a little
some of the gospel
for me.
Stuff. Oh, my God, I have tears in my eyes. It's just so. Did you ever play, Walt? Did you ever play her music as a jock while you were bored?
Everybody played her music, and what was so impressive about her as a talent is she was preemptive. Anytime she wanted to perform, she did get on stage, and no matter who else was up there with her, you did not want to be on that stage with her, and you sure as heck didn't want to come on after her. And that's why for years she didn't perform because she didn't have to. And then if she thought we were forgetting, she'd get on a stage, a performance, the Kennedy Center Honors. She'd go out there and be like, oh, right, the rest of us are way behind.
Yeah. I think some people got it when they saw her the movie just went out of
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers, yeah. Right. Yeah. She was that apron and there was singing.
I showed my kids that clip last night.
Really?
Made them watch the whole scene.
Yeah, what, they wanted to know who Aretha was and why all of the excitement
about her.
We had
an intern in here at the network yesterday watching all of the news channels on the coverage of it look up at us and go, who was Aretha Franklin?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And so I said, what are you working on today? And he said, I'm working on my news piece on the economy. And I said, okay, stop. And the rest of the day, you will do nothing but watch Aretha Franklin videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, you have to name 3 songs for me, Aretha Franklin, and you have to tell me some
and
of the lyrics
them.
From each one of those songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And so 6 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, Mitchell, what's your 3 songs? He spouted all 3 songs, was able to do the lyrics. And I said, great, now go home, call your parents, and tell them they're a failure.
I saw the most bizarre Aretha Franklin clip. She was on the Mike Douglas show, and she played piano for Frankie Valli.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Elton John said...
Frankie Valli and her did a duet.
If Elton John said of her piano playing that she was as good as I am, or something close to that. Victoria, you can maybe give me a better quote.
He said that she was very underrated with her piano playing ability, and he said actually she was his favorite pianist. So yeah, that's high praise coming from Elton John.
Yeah.
And I think that she was overlooked for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about her doing that, actually. Her voice just overshadowed everything.
Yeah, it really did. And so the news media, the most important part of this is that Aretha Franklin is dead. So what do all the haters, the left-leaning news media, what are they all focused on? Not Aretha passing, but the fact that Fox News put up the wrong photo. It was a picture of Patti LaBelle and not Aretha Franklin.
That's Mitchell.
Oh, well.
And we're just going to call him Mitchell because that's every intern who's, 19.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know the difference. They don't know who
it's
she
Fox
is.
One black lady singer looks the same as the next black lady singer.
They do a Google search, and somebody improperly tags the picture. They go, okay, this is Aretha Franklin, and they post it, and boom.
And look and sound foolish. But it is, you're right. How is it that, maybe that's the subtext of the conversation here, how is it that culturally we get this far away? This is an educational thing. Maybe it's because we don't teach music anymore in schools, thanks to the Bush administration cutting the funding for music and phys ed and stuff in the schools. But isn't this part, shouldn't we know this is part of our cultural history? Kind of like
she was a civil rights leader as much as she was an entertainer.
Yeah.
I mean, she sang at Martin Luther King's funeral.
Yeah.
Her father was a very, very powerful and preacher in Detroit and had a lot to do with the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't think it's educational. I think it's generational. There are a lot of things I could talk to you about, which is the second biggest story of the week, which is that Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson were caught making out at Heathrow Airport, and you'd go, "Who are they?" And I could talk to you about the preoccupation of my teenage children, which is the manufacturing and selling of slime. That's all they care about.
Really? Okay.
It's true. Slime is really big.
Coming up next.
Walter got it right.
Slime on the radio. Yeah. Walter, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. Let me focus now for a moment on the benefits of using Calitren, Calotren. If you're in the market to lose weight, and most of us are at one point in time in our lives or another, the healthiest choice for weight loss is Calitren. Around for more than 30 years, they've been promoting healthy weight loss and the building of lean muscle on your body. Because you got to have one. You can't have one without the other. You lose the weight, you need to have the muscle to hold your body together. And the main ingredient of Calitren is collagen. Collagen is produced by our body naturally, but as we get old like Richie, your body stops producing collagen.
No kidding.
And you need to have Calitren to supplement so you have the right amount of collagen in your system. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. Protein is what makes the muscle and pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. Absolutely no adverse effects because there's no caffeine. It is completely natural and normal. Taking collagen helps stimulate your body's production, so you're going to get more. As you add this, you get more and more and more, and you can't have too much, just like you can't really have too much muscle to hold your body together. So if you want to take Calitren, lose the weight, keep it off, forget about all the other things that the diet systems and the food and all that stuff, just go online to toploss.com, toploss.com. Order Calitren. If you buy three bottles, you get 10% off. More than three, you get a free bottle. Good deal. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com. Take my word for it because I've lost 12 pounds since April using this, the steady end of weight and weight problems. Find it with Calitren. Do toploss.com, DJV. Order it now.
balance of nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
You can follow the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. It's a podcast. Jennifer Horn is here as, I guess I'm coming to you because number six this week is Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great.
And you know this absolutely ticked me off.
Yeah, I figured. I'll just give you the next 2 minutes to help yourself.
Well, look, I think that it is a problem when someone who represents the great state of New York goes up and says that he thinks America was never really that great. That was his comment. He said off the cuff, and then he sort of backed off of that, saying that it was a gaffe. He didn't really mean to say it. I absolutely think he meant to say it. And actually, because of the conversation we had on the DJV show in the past week, I think I've realized something, that this is not necessarily a political statement in the way that I think he thinks he'd fire up Republicans and maybe Democrats would agree with him. I actually think half, at least, of Democrats would not agree that America was never great. What I think he was trying to do is reach young people, because I think people in their 20s and maybe 30s and earlier than that were kind of raised with more of a globalist outlook. And I don't necessarily think that that's their fault or an unpatriotic thing, but I think that's how they were raised. And I think that they felt like they needed to apologize maybe more than people who are a little bit older and who realize that America has done a lot of great things, not only for people that live here, but for everyone else around the world. In terms of all the wars we've fought, all the blood that was spilled, because we want to protect the freedoms of this country and spread the views of democracy around the world. So I think he was actually trying to reach out to young people who might be more apt to vote for Cynthia Nixon, who's running against him from Sex and the City, who might reach those younger, more maybe socialist-minded Democrats out there. Just my two cents on why he might have made that comment.
Only a communist would make a statement like that.
No, that's not necessarily it. I just think he's reaching a certain demographic, and he did.
Right, yeah.
Oops, I didn't really mean that.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
To anyone over 35, I didn't mean it.
Right.
If he really believes that, it also means his father failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad would never have said that.
Never. 21 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends. So let's talk about something. We're jumping around because some of these things, I mean, I probably should just go through the list. But there are things that affect, especially when Walter's here with his influence of what's real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. I'm sort of persuaded to pay some attention to some of the stuff and not much to other things that are on the list. So officially at number 10, sports talk radio, the usual glunk on NFL and the preseason games and blah, 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 blah. Aretha passing is number 9. The problem with the Turkish lira. Who gives a rat's behind? Number 8.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That number 7, the bridge collapse in Italy. I think the more important story is the story of the teenager who pushed her friend off the bridge. If we're going to do a story on bridges, that one has more, I think, I don't want to say sex appeal.
I love that we're still calling her the friend who pushed her off the
bridge.
Why are we still saying this girl is her friend?
That's a good point.
She fell 60 feet.
And lived.
She's lucky she lived, yeah.
Lived.
I don't think she's still calling her friend.
Probably not. Governor Cuomo.
Story.
What's that, Walter?
They're two huge stories that are not on that list. Would you like me to say them?
Of course. I knew you would come to our rescue when it was when things aren't included in the list. You've always got.
How do you know the list isn't over yet?
Up your sleeve. But yeah, let me finish the list, then you can add your two.
All right, you finish the list.
They might still be on there.
And 10B. All right, number 6 is Cuomo. Manafort in that trial. Who cares about that? Number 5, the Pennsylvania priest. That's something that I find to be extraordinarily important. The sexual abuse scandal, how many of them are involved still after all these years? Good God. Primaries, number 3, the investigation, the Russia investigation, does this ever stop? No. Number 1 is Amorosa, or Omarosa. I always say Amorosa, it's Omarosa. So, all right, that's the list of the top 10. Walter, you have 10A and 10B?
10A and 10B. Angelina Jolie received $9 million from Brad Pitt to buy a house, and now she's saying she isn't getting meaningful child support. Number 1, they're not divorced yet. They have not come to a financial settlement yet. He has not wavered on paying her. But he gave her $9 million to buy a house. Now, it seems to me that if Angelina felt she needed more child support, all she needed to do was, like, buy a $5 million house, and then she'd have $4 million left over for
Kroger.
Well,
wait a minute. Why does she need a loan? Why does Angelina Jolie, who was once the highest-paid actress in the planet, why is she needing a loan for her
husband? Wasn't she on the list of the highest paid this past
year? I think she makes more than he does.
Yeah,
well, I saw that. She got $9 million. $8 million of it went to the house, and $1.3 went to child care and child support. So, but why does she need an $8 million house loan? Can't she get a mortgage? Like, I don't get that.
That's the disgusting part, and Rich is absolutely right, which is that she probably has more money than he does because she's been supported by men for a long time. She gets $100,000 a speech. She probably gets as much or more per movie, and she's made far more movies than Brad. She hasn't been supported by men.
She's earned a lot more. She has earned, she's had two
or three movies. More than any man she's ever been with.
Yes, absolutely, hands down. She's had two or three movies that hit the $1 billion mark.
Right, he should be looking for spousal support.
Plus the hypocrisy of her going around the world saying women empowerment, women autonomy, women should be in charge. The minute she hits divorce court, where's my man?
Well, but she's entitled to... They have six children together. She's entitled to have child support.
All right, what's 10B?
To pay that.
You got 30 seconds for 10B.
Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne.
No one even knows who they are, Walter.
Making out in public in multiple airports.
But why does lesbianism... Like, why is that news?
It's not news. It's ratings.
All right.
Okay.
All right, where are we? It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The jury in the Paul Manafort tax and bank fraud trial has wrapped up for the week. Attorney Kevin Downing.
The jury went home early. We're happy to continue deliberating on Monday. We're happy to see that they're doing so. And everyone, have a great weekend.
President Donald Trump, outside his waiting helicopter in Washington, defended his former campaign chairman before taking off for a fundraiser in the Hamptons.
He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The judge in the fraud trial revealed Friday he has received threats over the case. He now travels with U.S. Marshals. He won't release the jurors' names, fearing they may also face threats. Manafort faces 18 counts of bank and tax fraud related to his work before joining the Trump campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends. So let's talk about something. Walter is quoted this week in one of the trades as an expert in radio, talk radio especially. That's why he's here to help us with all of that. He focuses on podcasting. And I think that it's time that we spend a little bit of we have cachet here. And so we talk about the issues. We also talk about the business of talk radio, and what is this thing we call podcasting. You heard me say a few minutes ago, you can get the essence of what's going on in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You go to that website, Talk Radio Countdown Show, you get the podcast, which is archived every week. There are 500,000 people doing podcasts. My God. Richie, how many podcasts? Rich is in charge of operations at our originating network, Radio America. How many podcasts do you do just with the people that work there? And how many people are you podcasting that have nothing to do with anything that you actually put on the air?
We have a couple of dozen podcasts here, and we probably have half a dozen podcasts that don't actually air on terrestrial radio stations.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Walter, a year or so ago, you were heard to have said that podcasting was a waste of time and nobody will ever make any money at podcasting. So how has that changed?
A year ago, he was right.
A year ago, he was right. Okay, so now, what's changed and why do people pay attention, considering that more people than ever are listening to the radio? I guess, is it just people have more time on their hands and they listen to all forms, the radio, there's the podcasts? Well, how do we shake this out?
I believe that overall, to produce a podcast on a regular basis is a waste of time. And if it's original content, if it's just a podcast, it's a waste of time. There are the other type of podcast is where you take your show and edit it and turn it into a on-demand form in a podcast. Okay, that's very nice. But as a business, it's not there yet, and I don't think it's going to be there for a long time. The other part of it is there was just a convention about podcasting, and everybody in radio got into a big frenzy about podcasting, and, oh, my gosh, we have to invest in podcasting. I'm like, well, you have these federally regulated signals that... And over half the radio stations in America lose money. I know. Let's put out more content and make it even harder to buy. I don't think it's there yet. I think it's cute. And for the 500,000 podcasts that are up on iTunes, about 499,000 of them are one or two episodes, and then somebody gives up. It's not there yet. And the other thing to remember about podcasting and any new media is that it took until 1970... for all three television networks, original television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, to turn a profit till 1970.
And they originated, they were sort of originated in the 30s. They didn't really get started till after World War II, but that's still 30 years.
He's right. He's right in that it's taken a long time. Podcasting and radio has struggled to be able to monetize podcasting. And only in the past couple of years has it gotten to the point where you can start making money with podcasting. And one of the challenges is the measurement of who's actually listening.
Yep.
And in fact, just this year, the IAB, the International Advertising Bureau, is changing their method of how they count when you listen. So previous to this, if you were to listen to the DJV podcast for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then go cook dinner, and then come back and start listening again, that would count as two listens. And then finally they said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't really work. So now we have to say, okay, if you listen two times within a 24-hour period, that's still only one listen. So now everybody's numbers are just taking a hit right now. So before you were getting 10,000 listens per episode, now you're getting 5,000 listens per episode. So it's kind of a moving target as to how to measure your audience and then what that measurement is worth to the advertisers, and that's the challenge.
Right. So there's a focus on that, but that was also true of online video. Do we count if you watch 1 second, 10 seconds, all the way through, if you start, stop? Okay, but guess what? It's still true of radio and TV. Do we sell total audience, average quarter hour audience, time spent listening, tallow count? What do we sell? And it's an endless discussion.
With digital, you can actually measure that. In TV, it was so hard that you can't measure how long they listen.
Measuring is nonsense. It has never been right.
That's the attraction to digital. The digital, they can tell whether you listen to 8 minutes, 12 minutes, or 15 minutes.
Well, they can't.
They can count the impressions, and now we're getting into the weeds.
This is so in the weeds, you guys.
Right. Well, let me get out of the weeds. The difference between the difference between digital measurement and radio measurement is that it's easy to commit fraud in digital measurement. Now, I have to bring up one other thing that's more important. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. You might as well. Help yourself. All right.
By far the most important thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks is I get a note from Victoria. And I said, well, how do you think it's doing? How do you think my participation on the show is? I'm looking for a cheap compliment. And she writes back, oh, I think it's great. When you're on, I have to talk less.
It's true.
She's got a point.
That's because nobody gets a word in edgewise.
Right.
And that's been a fault of mine, apparently, over the years, that people said to me, well, why do you have all these people on the air with you?
You're like, I need a break. It's been 7 hours of radio already.
Michael Harrison, the editor-in-chief at Talkers Magazine, who kind of came up with the concept for the show, always tells Doug, I love being on with you. You answer your own questions.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is sit here.
Perfection personified. Yeah. Although we have the last laugh. I've been on the air for successfully and continually. I guess I don't know how you measure success, but I've been on the air continually for 53 years. Walter, you have not quite that much under your belt, but you're getting there. And so when you get to that point, Richie, and Victoria, you get to that point, come back and report to me, would you please? Or we'll probably all still be doing this.
You'll still be doing this.
Anyway, one way or the other.
Cryogenics will kick in and you'll be frozen and then you'll still be doing it.
The only thing that won't get frozen is my brain and my mouth. All right, so let's keep it. Now, as Casey Kasem said, on with the countdown. So number four is this reality check in Pennsylvania. 300 priests have been accused of sexual abuse. This is how many years after the first revelation of this thing happening? This has been going on for decades, apparently centuries, or as long as the Catholic Church has been around. But the perversion of the news media and the... You remember that movie Spotlight that was out, I think, 3 years ago? Didn't it win a... Yeah, I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year, which was all about the scandal in Boston. What the hell's going on? Why is this still a problem? I have great regard for the Pope as a leader, but is he falling into the same pea soup that everybody else has with regard to this? I thought he was going to clean it up. He's been there 3 years. Why isn't it cleaned up?
That's a good question.
I think these events and cases are like stuff from back in the 50s and 60s, and they're just now coming to light. I don't think it's recent abuse.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what all that.
Well, it was interesting because there's been a lot of pressure on the Pope to what's he going to say about this whole scandal in Pennsylvania. So the Vatican actually on Thursday they did issue a statement. It doesn't say a lot, but the spokesperson for the director of the Vatican's press office said regarding the report made public in Pennsylvania this week, there are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes: shame and sorrow. And that's pretty much all he said.
Yeah, yeah. Does that statement means
and
nothing
then
and does nothing.
Added, obviously, the Holy See, which I've never heard that term before. I guess
that's what
the
they
Pope.
Refer to the Vatican and the Pope, yep.
Treats with great seriousness the work of the investigating grand jury of Pennsylvania. The Holy See condemns unequivocally the sexual abuse of minors.
Okay. All right, I know the religious
thanks again
background
for saying nothing.
of everybody here except you, Walter. I don't know anything about your religious background, even though I know you well. I don't know anything. Have you been a
I suffered through 8 years of catechism. My father went through Catholic schools and Seton Hall, and from that he concluded that his children would never go to Catholic school, and I have thanked him on a regular basis for this.
So did you go to the Catholic Church? You didn't go to Catholic school. Did you go to Catholic Church?
Yeah, I went to Catholic Church, but the volume of complaints about this has led me to wonder if one of the primary reasons, based on the volume of priests involved, one of the primary reasons that people are attracted to the priesthood is pedophilia.
Right. Mm,
great.
That's what I think.
All right.
So, too. Yeah.
Oof. 44 past the hour. We'll deal with Omarosa in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, let's deal with what's inside of you that ought not to be there and how you clean it out. Yes, there are lots of things. What do we have this week? The story of the cereals, Victoria, that are loaded with all
even
of this.
Even the quote-unquote organic labeled cereals still having Roundup and glyphosate and all the stuff from Monsanto.
The toxins that you don't even know are in your body from food you don't even know has toxins is something that you got to deal with. And the best way to deal with it is by having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. That's what it does. It'll change your life forever. Game changer. I've started drinking it. Victoria started drinking it. Every day we have a cup while we're on the air. It cleans you out. It's like the plumbing getting clean. Roto-Rooter visits your system gently, though. It makes you go, literally. Cleans all the gas, the bacteria, the barium, the aluminum, whatever you've got in your body you don't know you have there. Get it out now with Life Change Tea, which you can get, by the way, going to getthetea.com is the way to order it because you can't get it in the grocery store or the food store. Getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea and change the chi of your body. That was a Freudian slip, but actually it is a way to change your chi, your energy. Life Change Tea. Get it at getthetea.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get it shipped to you free. Getthetea.com. Stories now in order and in detail from the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Getting this down from number 10 to number 1 is sometimes the only time it gets done. So let's get to it. Number 10, sports talk radio, talk about the preseason for the NFL, the Major League Baseball world, blah, blah. Number 9, Aretha Franklin passing. Number 8, the movie Crazy Rich Asians. Number 7, the collapse of that bridge in Italy. Number 6, Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great. Number 5, the Paul Manafort trial, what's going on there. Number four, the priest sexual abuse scandal in Pennsylvania. Number three, the primaries, Tuesday primaries. Number two is the investigation continuing in that vein. And number one is Omarosa and her book tour. So that's it. The stories from Talkers Magazine this week.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Austin, Texas, tripped over a toddler who was running inside a furniture store, and she broke her ankle. She sued the store owners, claiming they had created an unsafe environment for their customers. A jury agreed with her, ruled against the store, and awarded the woman $80,000 in damages. Everyone watching the case was shocked by the outcome because the toddler was her own son. That jury should have looked through the lens of liberty and recognized that the store was not at fault. She was. America was founded on the simple principle that ordinary people can govern themselves. But that requires personal responsibility. Accidents happen. But instead of blaming others and filing lawsuits, we ought to just watch where we're going. And more importantly, put a stop to these frivolous lawsuits.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
On the people list of Talkers Magazine, some names that you may or may not know. At number 10, Aretha Franklin. That might be closer to number 1 had she passed earlier in the week, but she didn't pass till the end of the week. But still a very important focus. A lot of people were talking about her through the week as she neared her death. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, number 9 on the list. Nancy Pelosi is at 8. Number 7 belongs to John Brennan in the countdown list of most important people and the discussion focus. Andrew Cuomo is 6. Paul Manafort is 5. Peter Strzok is number 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Omarosa is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So who can even pronounce Omarosa's last name? Her name is Omarosa Manigault Newman. I'm guessing Manigault is her maiden name. You think that's true, Doug? Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so there they are. The people on the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So here we are with the final moments with Walter Sterling and Victoria Keith and Rich McFadden on our Talk Radio review. Omarosa and her book and all the notoriety. What do we get out of all of this? Nothing, apparently.
And I think that's your answer.
I think number one this week is the focus on her and her ability to get the attention focused on her when she has absolutely nothing to say. She's a waste. She's been a waste ever since she first showed up in prominence. She's one of these people like the Kardashians that have nothing, and yet they make something out of nothing. I got to guess respect it. She's going to make a lot of money. Selling this book and you know, who knows what else.
The only thing that I found interesting at all about any of this was that Trump genuinely didn't know she had been fired. And I thought that was really weird. And he didn't, you know, and that was odd. He didn't know that Kelly had fired her. Even she said to Kelly in the tape, you know, is President Trump aware of this? And Kelly wouldn't even answer her because he knew. I don't know, like, it makes you think like, who's really running
Kelly
this
Kelly was
this
brought
show
in
there?
To fix the leak. And I think he thought she was one of the leaks.
Probably
but
was.
Why wouldn't Trump know that
I think
she was
Bannon
being fired.
Was actually the leak.
Yeah. I think Bannon was. But why wouldn't Trump know that she was getting fired?
Because he probably just told Kelly, take care of it. And Kelly took care of it and then was going to report back to him.
Hi, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria, Richie, Walter, Doug on the Talk Radio Review for the week of August 13th to 17th.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. World becomes better when you know what's going on. And I will tell you, Victoria Keelan is a great help when it comes to knowing what's going on in the world of technology. We're here, as we do at the end of the week, every week, to count down from number 5 to number 1, top technology stories of the week. So we start with number 5 and a focus on Sprint with some news.
Yes, well, you're going to be hearing a lot about the 5G network. That's going to be the big buzz that's going to be coming up by the end of this year and certainly into 2019. Sprint is already getting ready for the 5G future. They've partnered with LG to bring what they say will be the first 5G smartphone to the U.S. capable of tapping into the faster next-gen cellular network. The device doesn't have a name yet or a price or even a firm release date, but they are very excited about it and they're already talking. They say it will be released in the first half of 2019, and Verizon's also working on a rival cell phone to the Sprint thing, but I think Sprint actually is going to get it out to the market first. And so Sprint has also promised that its new 5G network will be capable of full-length HD movie downloads in seconds instead of minutes, and the ability to play video games without any delays, hiccups, or lag time. So Sprint's going to launch the 5G network in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, L.A., New York City, Phoenix, and Washington next year before it expands to other parts of the country. But, again, 5G is going to be the big buzz of 2019.
The big buzz. All right, number 4 is a focus on Microsoft and Amazon as they come together.
Mm-hmm. A year after... Yes, a year after Microsoft and Amazon first announced that they were going to work on their personal digital assistants actually being able to commingle, they now have done it. And so if you have Microsoft's assistant is called Cortana and Amazon's assistant is Alexa. Alexa is obviously a lot more popular than Cortana, but now the two of them are interchangeable. So if you have an Amazon device, you can use Cortana. And if you have a Microsoft device and you want to use Alexa for stuff, you can actually use them both interchangeably. actually. Apple Siri is still the most widely used personal assistant because they have 1.3 billion iPhone customers in the universe. However, that actually is really still fewer than the number of Android users around the world. So by having Cortana and Alexa team up, they might actually be able to topple Siri. So we'll see how that goes.
Waha! All right, number three, Google.
Yeah, turning off location settings are actually not stopping all of your Google apps from tracking you where you go and your location. According to a new expose, a lot of Google services still log a user's location even when they have certain privacy settings turned on. Now, Google says users can control what information they track by turning the location history off. Okay, so we all know that part. However, this new expose says that Google apps are still tracking where you are even after you turn off the location history. So you have to do a second thing. It's a second setting called web and app activity. Nobody knows about this, so you're going to have to dig a little deep on your Android phone. Now, if you're using Google apps like Google Maps or Google Gmail on your iPhone, same thing has to happen. They're still tracking you even if you have location services off. So you're going to have to do an extra layer and to really ensure your privacy.
All right, number two.
So this is one of those stories this week that it just is a head-scratcher. The safety of our election systems didn't exactly earn a vote of confidence earlier, or this is actually from last weekend's DEF CON, which is a hacking conference in Las Vegas. One of the sessions, they have lots of challenges for the hackers to do. One of the sessions featured an 11-year-old who successfully hacked into a replica website for the Florida Security Secretary of State and changed the election results. An 11-year-old did this.
Okay.
And it only took this hacker 10 minutes to do it. So the trial took place in the DEF CON voting machine hacking village, according to PBS reports. Kids as young as 8 years old are attempting to hack into these voting machines and change the election results. And so that's, you know, maybe another reason why we need to go back to paper.
Yep, there you go. Okay, certainly not to do voting on the Internet. Oy. All right, number one this week is the info on that blue light from your phone. Listen carefully to this.
This was not the biggest story in terms of how many headlines it got, but this, to me, is the most important story of the week. The blue light that comes out of your smartphone and your tablet is actually changing the cells in our eyes that can accelerate blindness, according to a new study. Researchers from the University of Toledo studied the impact of blue light and found that the blue light triggers toxic reactions in the retinal molecules that sense light and signal the brain. When you reach your 50s or 60s, you can actually have macular degeneration. You can start to go blind, and there's nothing that anyone can do about it. Right. So get your safety goggles on every time you're looking at a screen with blue light.
Information is king. You're in charge. We're hoping to improve your life with our info here. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.